Tell me about ISN Maskwa. What is it?
So Missinaba Cree First Nation owns the company that I manage, Missinaba Cree Business Corporation. And we started ISN Maskwa back in 2021, I believe, 2020-21, mainly to offer services to two gold mines that the community has an IBA with. And the community also wanted to be a host for other First Nations that were in crises, whether it's from flood or fire threats. So they have a small fishing camp up near the town of Missinaba, Northern Ontario, where they could host about 100, 120 folks. And you know, our company employs several retired police officers who are all, you know, skilled incident commanders. And that's what really needed to help us manage evacuations to our fishing camp. And so that really grew in the last couple of years to what it is now. We've trained well over 300 First Nation men and women in community support personnel, as well as incident management, and grown our staff significantly over the last couple of years. We've done approximately 15 to 16 evacuations already in the last few years, and also had multi-year deployments within First Nations themselves that, you know, we're going through either youth suicide epidemics or the effects of the opioid crisis in terms of the drug trafficking, and you know, that attracts all kinds of harmful, you know, interests like human trafficking and other things. So we've been very active right across the province and including Manitoba. So that's really what ISN Maskwa is now, is a First Nation-led emergency management company that, you know, that's really having an impact in our view in improving the lives of First Nation people.
Now you're taking care of the hosting of evacuees in Kapuskasing and Timmins, right? This year?
Correct. And yep, as well as Barrie. And we also have a site in Kirkland Lake that's ready to go if needed.
What about Cochrane?
Not this year. Okay. So how it typically works is when a community is in crisis, they'll contact either Emergency Management Ontario or ourselves. And we have a joint unified command approach to these types of events or threats. And it's really based on the community's wishes as to where they want their folks hosted. So we actually, as ISN Maskwa Missinaba Cree, we developed and signed off on a service agreement with the Kasechewan First Nation. And part of that arrangement is that they'll determine, I guess, their priority where they want their folks hosted. So for this year, it all came down to the sites we ended up with. They weren't the ones we started with. A lot has to do often is, you know, available accommodations. So are there enough rooms and beds in those towns that can accommodate the folks? What's the access to services such as health, you know, social services, cultural services? And really what we'd like to do is give the municipality itself an opportunity to sit with us and see whether or not we could actually, you know, partner and work together to support these types of operations. So as it shook down over the last couple of months, because this is an unusual evacuation, it's a precautionary evacuation. So typically evacuations, you know, the crisis is there, you got a very short window of time to organize and respond. In this case, we had a few months to be able to prepare, and which on the whole, it was very constructive. On the negative side, you know, the hotel rooms you might have been able to identify early on in January. By the time, you know, March, April rolls around, they're no longer available. So that was really probably the main factor in ending up in the places we're at now. So hopefully if Cochrane or any other municipality has an interest in receiving evacuees, we're more than happy to engage. And you know, if Kasechewan or another community that you know, wants to approach us to support them and they wish to come to Cochrane, we'll definitely do everything we can to accommodate that.
So are the people of Kasechewan who are being evacuated as a precaution, are they coming to Kapuskasing and Timmins?
Yeah, they're already here
Okay.
in Kapuskasing as well as Timmins. And we also have a significant number in the town of Barrie. So in leading up to the evacuations, the community itself identified the members that they have that may have, chronic medical needs, whether they're on dialysis or they're, prenatal ladies. We wanted to keep them in together and being able to be supported by a system that has the capacity comfortably to handle that those needs. So that's really how we kind of helped the First Nation distribute their members accordingly. We know that the Kisechewan First Nation has a lot of their members that actually live in Kapuskasing and Timmins, so they're the preference to to be evacuated to those sites gives them a chance to reconnect with family, and all that great stuff. So that, and that's all important for their health and well-being as well.
Right. So ISN Maskwa then takes a lot of pressure off the municipalities by handling the coordination. Is that right?
Entirely,
Yeah.
yeah, entirely. So we do everything from accommodations, catering, all the way to aviation, ground travel. The Mushkegawa Tribal Council, for instance, also assists in mental health supports and services, as well as cultural activities. So it's really like a full package that we bring to a town like Kap or Timmins, where the municipality doesn't have to worry, about having to do all the logistics, but also the cost, because these are done on a reimbursement basis. So, we pay with the support of ISK to secure the sites, and then we front the cost that it takes to implement an evacuation. And sometimes small towns don't have the financial capacity to do that. So there's also a financial relief in that respect.
And then you're reimbursed by the federal government, are you?
Correct.
All right. Okay, Joe, is there anything else you want to tell me about this particular operation or ISN Maskwa?
Well, it's the operation and the relationship we have with Kasechewan is the first of its kind. Also, we have set up what we call an Indigenous Emergency Operational Center in Sault Ste. Marie, and this is the first, I guess, deployment that we're coordinating on such a scale through our IEOC. That's funded by the federal government, and our goal eventually is to have First Nations, operating all First Nation related emergencies and evacuations. So we're off to a good start. We want to partner with more communities. Kisechewan is an awesome partner, but we're also again talking and available to speak with any other community in the province that wants to join our model.